This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. military officials say American forces in Iraq and Syria have come under attack 151 times since mid-October, when Iran-backed militias started firing rockets and drones in support of the Palestinians. VOA's Jeff Selden reports from the Pentagon.
At the White House, officials promised to make sure Iran-backed groups across the region understand they will pay a price.
We'll continue to do what we have to do to protect our troops and our facilities. We are certainly mindful of the danger.
White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says that includes more preemptive strikes against Iran-backed Houthi terrorists in Yemen when they threaten international shipping. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, the U.S. and British militaries launched a new round of joint strikes against multiple Houthi sites in Yemen. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
The U.S. and British militaries on Monday bombed 8 locations used by the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen. At a news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden spoke earlier Monday with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak.
Clearly, they talked about what's going on in the Red Sea and the need for a continued international multilateral approach to disrupting and degrading Houthi capabilities.
According to Sunak's office, the two leaders agreed to take, as needed, targeted military action to degrade Houthi capabilities. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Dozens of family members of hostages held by Hamas stormed a committee meeting in Israel's parliament, demanding a deal to win their loved ones' release. Meanwhile, in Brussels, European foreign ministers joined growing international calls for Israel to negotiate on the creation of a Palestinian state and the aftermath of the war. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has granted an emergency appeal from the Biden administration over the southern border. AP correspondent Sankar Magani tells us more.
A divided 5-4 court will let Border Patrol agents cut razor wire Texas installed along roughly 30 miles of the Rio Grande. The wire's been part of a growing standoff at the border with Texas Governor Greg Abbott, with state officials saying agents cut the wire to help groups cross the river illegally. The administration argues the wire gets in the way of agents reaching migrants as they cross the river. It asked the high court to step in after a federal appeals panel last month stopped agents from cutting the wire. The high court says the cutting can continue while a lawsuit plays out. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mexico is demanding an investigation into U.S. military-grade weapons being used by drug cartels. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Mexico is demanding an investigation into U.S. military-grade weapons being used by drug cartels. Mexico's army is finding belt-fed machine guns, rocket launchers, and grenades that are not sold for civilian use in the United States. The Mexican army says it has seized more than 200 automatic machine guns, dozens of grenade and rocket launchers from drug cartels in recent years. Foreign Relations Secretary Alicia Bárcena saying Mexico's defense secretary has warned the U.S. about weapons that are for the exclusive use of the U.S. Army. Cartels have openly displayed some of their weapons on social media. Homemade armored vehicles and bomb-dropping drones have also been used against the military. I'm Norman Hall.
On the day of New Hampshire's presidential primary, almost every top Republican has lined up behind former President Donald Trump. Polls in the state suggest he leads former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley by a lot. Haley is the last major challenger standing in his way, and New Hampshire is uniquely suited to her strengths. But the answer for most conservatives is they want Trump to have another chance at beating President Joe Biden, despite Trump's 2020 election loss and the 91 felony charges he faces in 4 separate indictments. Haley is urging supporters not to give up. The New Hampshire Attorney General's office says it is investigating reports of an apparent robocall that used artificial intelligence to mimic President Joe Biden's voice and discourage voters in the state from participating in Tuesday's primary election. The Attorney General said Monday that the record recorded message that was sent Sunday appears to be an illegal attempt to disrupt and suppress voting. He says voters should disregard the contents. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.